This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado may have to give back billions of dollars to taxpayers as the state's economy heats up. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
State economists say increased economic activity means Colorado will collect billions more than expected from income and sales taxes. But lawmakers likely won't get to spend that money because Colorado's blowing past the legal limits on the size of its budget. Instead, the state expects to refund taxpayers several times over the next few years by cutting annual checks ranging from $300 per person up to $1,000 for those in the highest income brackets. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Labor demand in Colorado is up, but the people looking for jobs don't have the necessary skills. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The state hopes to bridge the talent gap through apprenticeships and other reskill or upskill programs. Workforce development analyst Caitlin McKenney says most top jobs still require a four-year degree, but there's a new trend.
We're also seeing an increased demand for individuals with shorter-term, non-degree credentials across top jobs.
Especially in healthcare and technical jobs. Demand is strong for behavioral health counselors, teachers, healthcare workers, computer professionals, and drivers. More information on scholarships for the skills programs can be found at mycoloradojourney.com. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A state grand jury has indicted a Colorado company for false advertising of a COVID-19 cleaning product. Here's CPR's Matt Bloom.
The indictment says the company Microforce advertised and sold a cleaning spray they said could bond to surfaces and kill the coronavirus. The company's advertising said its spray could provide long-term disinfection of up to 90 days. Many cleaners can kill the virus, but don't provide long-term disinfection. The Attorney General's office says Microforce sold around $250,000 of its misleading spray to a wide variety of Colorado organizations. It's charged the company and its founders with theft. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.